Okay.
All right, open it up. What's your base health?
It's recorded.
What's my what?
What's your health, rather? I don't know why I keep saying base health.
Yeah, because we're two.
Three. What's your health at?
11.
That sounds like base health. All right, so increase your health by.
This is why I respond.
What's your constitution?
We need to fit Tiffany on this bench as well.
So it's not segregation.
So that's increase your health by 14.
I don't know.
Yo.
When I find my character sheet, can I like take a picture of it to you and then just be like, right?
This is stupid. What is this? Why is this here? I want to stretch my legs out.
I think you were actually pretty tanky. I think you had 14 constitution. I don't remember.
I'll take a picture when I find it.
Yeah, but we might fight something, so I need you to have at least HP.
Okay.
So do you have like this paper or something? Or just write down some.
I do. I have a notebook.
Sorry for the
complication.
All right.
Yeah,
what color do you want?
My
Remy is
actually hung up
in my room.
I don't
know
who my Remy is.
Who needs dice?
I found
your
recipe.
Also, we need additional dice.
Alright, good.
Yeah. Of course. I got
two
of these.
Those are from two different sets.
Yeah.
Oh.
You're supposed to
have two D. Did I fuck up? That's my dice! I was missing this!
Alright.
I hope you're all gonna start with that.
Alright, so.
Yes?
What's your. Loralee. Yes.
Like
alright, so put HP. Wait, your HP would be.
Oh, look, it's a big classroom?
Yes. You can listen to that.
Yeah, HP.
Your HP would be 8 plus 2, 10 plus 14, 24.
Yeah, I'm going to be recording this for the podcast. Just
24.
So
and your attack bonus is plus 5. And your damage with the bow is 1d8 plus 3.
1d8?
Yes.
And question?
Yo, did you level up?
Huh?
Nah, you got 9 HP. You can do shit.
Alright, what's your constitution?
Oh,
that's plus 1, so we got.
I got 14.
9, nope.
12?
Add 12 to that.
Wait, 12. Where?
So that's 21. 21.
You can erase it. And
yeah, so you have to. Wait, that's a pen?
That's a piece of paper?
Even better. So you have 21 HP. Alright, who else is gonna level up? Rich. Alright, so what's your base health at? What's your health? Sorry.
I don't know what game I played.
League of Legends?
It's right. I think that's a 17. Alright, so for level 3, you're a monk. It's a d8, so plus 5. What's your constitution?
Your
constitution is.
I can't believe I have to share a fucking background with Sonic here.
Plus 2? That's because monks are the fastest there is. Did you say plus 2?
Constitution
is plus 2. So that's plus 2.
Oh,
so 5 plus 2, 7. 7 plus whatever you got.
Do you think
7 plus 17?
Oh, yeah, it's big.
Yes.
Up.
Okay.
You didn't answer my question.
Oh, okay.
Where did my sex label go?
I don't remember.
Oh, okay.
Alright.
This desk is Rio de Janeiro.
I think that's everybody.
Rio de Janeiro?
Rio de Janeiro.
Oh, okay.
Alright, most of y'all got cool shit at level 3, but it'll take way too long to explain what that shit is. So you're going in a bit nerfed, which might hurt in an upcoming battle, but we'll find out. Alright.
Yeah, I think they just went to the next classroom. Okay.
Wait, why?
You want to start?
Yeah. So welcome to the Lifecast. I'm your host, Dion Manassian. I'm here with all of my D&D group.
Yeah.
Woo!
Swag.
Most of which you've probably heard on the podcast before. Greg is our dungeon master tonight.
Yo.
So we'll be role playing. If this is like straight up filler episode, so if you want to skip it, go ahead.
Sorry.
I didn't have an idea this week. I'm sorry.
This is a good idea.
I like to think we're the best kind of filler.
At least you're being honest.
Yeah.
Hey man, it's
I'm not gonna lie.
Every podcast is a filler. Like a podcast are literally something you listen to fill your life where nothing sits.
Yeah.
Whoa.
So every podcast is a filler.
I can't promise it'll be exciting always, but we'll try to make it exciting.
All right.
There are
so,
seven of us right now.
All right. So let's get started. But first, I'm just going to have a little chat. So, Dungeons and Dragons, this is how I like to think about it. We're pretty much, we're all a bunch of writers trying to come up with the best fucking movie slash TV show we can. So at all times, you should be thinking, what is the dopest slash dumbest slash funniest thing I could do at this moment? And you need to try and do that. I'll let you know if you can. That's pretty much what our goal is here. So you want to say some cheesy one-liner? I love cheesy one-liners.
Cheesy one-liner.
Airline.
You know what I meant, Tiffany?
That's tougher.
Tougher? And sorry, I'm going to get everybody's names wrong. All right, so last time on Dungeons and Dragons, not everyone is here, but everyone in the party met up with several instructors who are part of the Strangers of Cosmos in order to train them in more specific ways of combat. And so they all met together with various instructors and outside of Farwater's Hold Keep. And you all, you pretty much were agreed with an instructor, and you all sort of left for several months to train with them. While training, you received... Towards the end of your training, you received a letter from various locations requesting your need to come back to Farwater's Hold, for it's now time to actually begin doing what you've been summoned to do. And that's where we left off.
Yes!
So...
We're all at Farwater's Hold right now?
Yes, so now you all sort of meet in the courtyard of Farwater's Hold. And you're all just sort of sitting there waiting for something to happen.
So how were your trips?
Oh, you're all here again.
I've been sitting here the whole time.
Nice to meet you.
Yeah, it's great to be back, I guess. But my question still stands. How were all your trips?
I'm okay. Too, but you turned out to be a jerk.
I've just learned that apparently I'm the same class as this loser.
What is a class?
Just because
you were as good as me.
Just because he's fast.
Get on my level.
I had a really long discussion with my mentor about what the superior weapon is, and in the end he gave me a dagger.
Oh no, what's
that? That sounds really
into?
Wrong.
Oh.
Clearly, it's a spear.
I tried to argue for bow, and he was like, daggers.
Yeah. Excellence is kind of a dick.
How was your trip?
I didn't have a trip.
Oh,
I've been waiting here.
Just here?
Waiting for you.
Well, it's kind of lonely, I guess.
What can I say?
At least be nice to him.
I mean, if he didn't do anything, I don't have anything to say to him. Except that you're my friend. But not really. I'm just joking.
You got me.
All right. All of a sudden, you hear someone's throat clear. As, just like that. As you see this tall, slender elven figure walk into the room.
I immediately don't trust him.
Excuse me. That's a bit offensive.
Are you being racist against elves?
She is an elf.
As an elf myself.
Pass.
Yes, you see this elf with darker skin walk into the room.
I am extremely distrustful of this elf with darker skin, as a half-drow elf myself.
He's dark, and his pigment is different from that of a drow. Drow are more sort of a dark purpley blue. This drow is more of a dark red, like a brown, like traditional African American.
Thank you, Collins.
And
but you just confirmed he is a drow.
He's not a drow.
Bless you.
You said this drow, so.
Did I?
Yeah.
Oh, my bad. This elf. For those familiar with, this is what high elves look like. You're not too familiar with them, because usually there's more wood elves and drow in the area, and high elves usually stick to their own devices. And he steps into the room, and you recognize him as one of the instructors that you met last you guys were all together. He actually is the instructor of Flex Plexico, who is strangely absent.
Oh, he's gone. Did he die?
No, he's recovering from Arm Day.
Yeah, the badger took a lot out.
Doms, am I right?
So he steps into the room, and then he sort of surveys the area and sort of looks at each one of you individually, and he says,
"Why, hello. My name is Savellus Ifulkir. I am a fighter. I specialize in..." Yes?
What was your name?
My name is Savellus Ifulkir.
Can I shorten that?
Savellus Ifulkir. You may not refer to me as my first name. You must say the entirety of my name.
All right, Savell.
Can I call you
I'm going to kill you.
Don't question it.
Yes.
Catch up. Would you
Tiefling.
Tiefling.
I don't know what that is.
Would you happen to have the dimensions of your ears? I need to know if they trust you or not.
The dimensions of my ears?
Yes.
No. Yes.
But there
what finger do you pick your nose with?
I don't pick my nose, but if I were to, I'd probably use my rapier.
That is why I'm
Oh my god, dude!
I think that since they're attached to you, you should be aware of your ear size.
I just can't think of an opportunity where I would measure my ears.
Mine are exactly the size of my hand. Do yours compare?
Let's find out. No, they're a bit longer than
my
ears.
Why are you just listening to your hand?
Why are you here?
Who are you talking to?
Was it a nice chat?
All right.
Please ignore them.
I'm so sorry.
All right.
Are you syphilis cured?
Please stop insulting the high elf.
I'm not.
It doesn't matter if you trust him or not. You just don't insult him.
I don't want to tell him that. I want to know.
But
unfortunately, I can hear you loud and clear, Gavin.
I don't trust you.
Why is that? Why don't you trust me?
Oh my god.
Your ears.
So you don't trust me because I'm an elf?
Yeah.
That's offensive.
That's racist.
I'm an elf.
There's like five elves in this party. See, the funny thing is that you're a tiefling, so you should be pretty used.
I don't trust myself either.
So you don't trust anyone?
No.
That's actually wise. You are wise beyond your years, get it? All right. So, why you've all been called here? You seem to have some sort of natural affinity that we discovered on the first mission you took with us, and we need to have something investigated.
I don't know if affinity is the thing you would call it, but...
How are you remembering that battle? It must be different from how I remember it.
Now, see, I wasn't there. I've only heard the reports.
I think it went pretty well.
Oh, yeah. Sorry.
That's quite fun.
All right, well, hopefully now is the time to prove yourselves.
That's what I like.
We
put a lot of time and resources into you folk.
I'm sorry.
And
how much money was wasted? I'm sorry.
I'm so sorry.
Well, I have about 2 gold. Will that repay it?
Hell no. What?
Do you accept IOUs?
No, I'm not asking for payment. I would like for you to... I'm giving you guys an assignment.
If 20 gold is 22 gold.
Please, every side has less of a chance to fuck it up.
All right.
Can we pay you so you don't fuck us over, please?
Stop it!
You see, I have nothing to gain to fuck you guys over. You're just a whole bunch of mercs at this point. Maybe some of you are trying to do more, but you have no real power yet. So what would I possibly gain from... fucking you over.
22 gold.
Man, that's tempting, but I think I might have to...
Alright!
So, what your mission is you're going to head into Falkrib City and research a new crime syndicate known as the Beggar's Promise. We don't really know too much about them. They just sort of have recently sent out their sort of a calling card. They leave a symbol wherever their crimes are.
What's the symbol?
Sort of a jester. Not particularly too creative.
That's kind of generic.
Yeah, it's pretty generic. But, I don't know.
I bet I might be able to use my background ability. I thought this would be useless.
What's a background ability?
The background came with an ability. Mine is like, if you need to research something, you immediately know where to research it.
Yes.
Wait, so why are we doing this?
Because you've been gifted with instruction and you all agreed to join the organization. I guess you could leave if you'd like.
Oh, okay.
All right, goodbye, Tuffer.
Goodbye.
You won't be missed.
I know.
Tuffer? No, call Tuffer. Tuffer! Come back.
We'll miss you.
It's been great.
You do you,
Tuffer. LOL RIP. Let's continue.
What?
I know not what he just said. He may have just
I speak Elvish and I'm not familiar with whatever that was.
Well, don't worry about it.
I agree wholeheartedly.
Oh,
I like your handwriting. I'm
going to
stay.
I quite like you.
Have I understood the ways of Tuffer's mind?
I don't think any of us can. All right. So, there are carriages outside.
Should be about a 3-day trip.
Can we sleep in the carriages, or do we have to pull over?
Yeah. You can sleep in the carriages, but not all of you would be able to fit. You'd have to use some bed bags,
no!
Whatever. Hello,
that's
yes,
gross.
Andrew.
Can I go shopping?
I mean, sure, you could shop before you leave.
Oh.
Although, the shops in Falkirk City are much more extravagant.
I just want a bow.
Oh, okay.
Oh, I have a bow and 20 arrows.
Is it a long bow or a short bow?
I don't fucking know.
I think thieves. No.
No, then you get a. If it's a thieves' bow, it's a short bow.
Yeah, it's probably a short bow.
I'm on a quest for a long bow. It's been the entire journey.
I have darts, if that will help you.
What?
Oh my god. This has happened on Topaz!
Victor, for some reason, mooning everyone. But, you know, I hoped that, you know, I wouldn't have to experience it myself.
Happy Friday, Greg.
Happy Friday. Happy Friday.
So welcome back to D&D.
Yep.
Oh, we just experienced something.
I feel like we're all closer now.
Yeah. Victor's bare ass should just bring people together.
Mark's on it.
Yeah, we're all getting spanked pretty hard. I just wasn't holding back.
Okay. So welcome back for real.
All right.
Okay.
So. Yeah. Oh yes. Yes, we can. I guess if you'd like, before we can head out, you can head to the general store.
Yeah. What kind of shops are in Falkrim?
Nothing too special. We got, you know, meats. We got a blacksmith, an armorer. A general store.
What about in the town we're in?
Did I say Falkrim City? Sorry. I
misspoke. Is that what you said?
Yeah, Sorry. You said we were going to Falkrim.
Yeah, we're going to Falkrim. I misspoke. We're right now in Fala, so that's kind of the
general 15
store.
Gold by me.
15 gold?
Well,
I'd have to not
like
a shopkeep.
Wait.
But I'm sure you could get something nice.
Oh, you have 15 gold. We got the
yes,
gold
no.
after
yeah,
our last
town
mission.
Yeah, except IOU.
I lost
no.
that sheet of paper that told me how much.
That's not a real thing.
So I have 15.
You're crazy.
If I believe high enough, it could be.
That's not how life works.
They don't have vowels.
I could pay with other ways. Like right. kindness and smiles.
Yeah, yeah.
Maybe
yeah.
You
that's
favor,
what I do but... for a living.
All right. So let's head to the store, I guess. And then I'll say, when he says, you guys really don't need me anymore. I'll meet you in Falkrim City. And he just said a heads up.
Cool.
Peace.
Hey guys. So what is everybody really looking for?
Feeling
no,
hard.
You're looking for a longbow. I need a new scepter.
I am also looking for the sweet embrace of death if they sell that, but I don't think they do.
Can you just have your parents buy you a scepter? I'm sure if you ask nice enough, they will.
I mean, I have 100 gold. Why would I do that?
What is the point of rich parents if you don't ask them for things?
I like to think I'm pretty independent.
I could really use some
music. Those kids are independent.
Privilege.
Could we have some nice transition music?
Thank you, Tuffer.
So then, do we arrive at the store?
Do you guys set up?
Yes.
I'm gonna shop first.
Yeah. I'm gonna shop first. All right.
Sure.
So, y'all, which store would you like to enter?
Which one has headphones?
Is there a strip club?
We don't have a bard. I need music to fight.
I mean, technically, our bard is still around in spirit.
Yeah, in spirit.
That bard.
No, the bard and
I can perform.
And the orc haven't shown up yet.
But I mostly perform in taverns if we need to stay a night. Because then we stay for free.
Is that? I don't think we need apparel. Does anybody need any new clothes?
Still fresh.
I mean, I guess.
Yeah, I haven't driven any of you guys away yet with my stench, so we're good.
I don't know. The armor. Maybe we want increased armor. Maybe we want some good old knight's armor.
That's heavy.
I suggest matching hats.
Let's go to the weapons store.
What do I have? I
think you have, like, the ability to cast some dark related spells.
Oh, okay. I'll look at
it. Let's go to the weapon shop.
Oh, head into the weapon shop.
That's not a matching hat.
Yeah.
It's not.
So, as you sort of head into town, you notice you head towards the store with a large sign that just says shop on it. Smokestacks coming out through the ceiling, and as you enter, you're greeted with this this very burly dwarf with a thick red beard. And he says, "Howdy, how you doing? Welcome to my shop."
Sir, we would like to purchase some of your wares. What do you have?
Oh, I've got everything. All right. So he excitedly starts like walking around. He just starts pulling out like literally everything. He has like crossbows, swords, maces. And he's like, what are you interested in?
Fine elven longbow?
Elven? Let me check.
Or just your shittiest longbow. I'll take that too.
No, dwarven longbows are pretty good too. There's nothing an elf can make that a dwarf can't. All right. So he heads into the back.
Actually, you know what? I've been in dwarven ruins. That's actually pretty accurate.
Dwarven studies shows that their longbows are quite adept.
Alright, so after a few minutes, he sort of comes out with this very nice looking longbow. It's got like, it's very like round, like square in shape. And
square?
Yes. And it's got various like reds and blacks sort of like repeating as a pattern throughout the bow. And he sort of hands it to Andrew. He says, how about this?
How much?
Let's see here. 80 gold pieces.
I know next to nothing about trading, so that sounds fantastic.
I would like, do you have any, not glots, scepters, like wands?
Do you have any? No. All right, so 80 gold?
Yep. I
need 80 gold. All right, thank you. And so he hands you this finely crafted dwarven longbow.
Any staves?
Staves? I got sticks.
Like the food?
I need nothing here.
What?
Like food?
No, you don't eat sticks, as far as I know.
Oh, sticks!
Yeah, sticks.
I can't understand your accent.
Oh. Well, I can't understand yours.
How come you responded?
You fucking bitch. I mean, yes, Do you want something?
Yeah.
She always wants something.
And what would that be?
I don't know if you have it, though.
Maybe you should ask for it.
It's matching hats.
No, it's not matching hats, but it's like penis-shaped daggers.
You want phallical-shaped daggers.
Phallical? Is that another word for pain?
All right, so anyone else want something?
What can 15 gold buy me?
15 gold, let me look through my cheat sheet.
Wait, do you have it, though?
No, I don't have dick-shaped daggers!
15 gold.
Sounds like you're missing out on a party, though.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, what the fuck? Because you can't do anything with a dick-shaped dagger.
Let us know.
It's a kid. I
just realized I also need to buy arrows.
Oh, I have arrows. You want some arrows? You don't need to buy from this prick.
Yeah, but you might want to use those.
Oh, okay.
Goddamn. Tuffer, don't be rude to the short man.
Hey, alright, how much you
want to get? 20, 40, 60? I got like.
Well, I mean, how much for like. If we call 20 a bundle, how much per bundle?
It's about the gold piece per bundle.
I'll take one.
You take one bundle of
one arrow?
One
arrow.
Bundle.
A single arrow.
Do you want my arrow?
No.
No?
No.
I'm all set. I just wanted to buy one arrow.
I'll give you five for
100.
I have no use for them. I thought it would be funny.
5 for 100.
Okay.
I can't. Sure.
Do you have darts?
Darts.
Specifically, poison darts.
Oh, I don't that one. Poison. It's usually kind of sketchy. Had problems with the government in the past, but I might have darts if you want. Yes?
I'm still looking for matching hats.
You might find that at the general store. This is more.
You're of no help to me.
Yeah, I don't like any of you. I'll go check the darts for you, miss.
Thank you.
And he heads into the back.
What are you?
He just looked for the darts.
Oh!
darts.
Did you actually turn your phone on?
Do you guys think he's actually.
This, what is a phone? This is my sheet. It's a piece of paper with all my prices, and I'm going in the back seeing if I got any darts.
Yep.
Yeah, I've got about 20 darts.
20 darts? How much?
It's a gold piece.
For 20? 20. Yeah, I'll take them.
Alright, sounds like a plan.
Now.
Yes.
Do you have any spell books?
This is a smithy, so.
Why are you looking at?
I have a prayer book if you need.
And a pen.
Yes.
Got any grapes?
Bum, bum, bum,
bum. Okay, so
yes,
bro. You got anything that could help me make me go faster?
Can you just like pour some fire on his head so he speeds away, please?
I've got this poker.
That'll do it.
Sure.
And he starts to head over and almost poke you in the butt. Do you dodge?
Man, I have enough rings.
so you accept the poker?
Yeah.
Okay, so he stabs you in the butt.
And now says, "Oh boy."
Your butt, it's burning, it hurts. Ouch, ouch, ouch.
Oh, shit!
You take one damage. And he says, alright, so if you don't be needing anything else.
Now, wait.
Yes.
Wait, I have one more question.
Yes, we're not in a rush yet. You can calm down.
Okay, now, do you have any incantation jewels?
Alright, see you guys later.
Oh, no! Good job, you scared him. Why did you ask the smithy for magic supplies?
We were done with them anyway.
Yeah.
Oh, no,
I'm
so sorry.
Oh, Norman, you're like, I'm so sorry.
I have one more question.
I'm so sorry.
I'll make
sure.
No, you don't have penis-shaped daggers, but what about penis-shaped I can't talk. Penis-shaped swords, because, you know, sword fight and penis.
Tuffer, I think you're talking to the dork.
So then we all exit the shop.
And then he
Tuffer
he doesn't respond to you. He just goes back and into the back and starts continuing on.
And then I steal a candle.
Continuing on the person game with Gwen.
I stole a candle.
Oh,
you can try.
No, I did.
No, that's not how it works.
No.
Okay, if you'd like to try to steal something, roll a sleight of hand.
Are there any consequences?
Hell yeah, there's consequences.
Okay, what is it? Okay,
I'd like to cast Mage Hand.
Oh my god.
And just slap her back.
You don't need to steal a candle.
Oh my god, Tuffer.
How much is the candle?
Just put it down.
No, don't encourage it.
Tuffer, stealing's no good.
All right, as you reach towards the candle, you feel a smack in the back of your head.
Tuffer, I'm sorry, it's for your own good.
Oh.
Do you continue?
Tuffer, I swear to God.
Just let her finish.
Stop it!
Fine, I'll do it later.
Okay.
You're going to steal things in the better shops?
I'm a thief.
I mean, she's right.
Like, rob some hobo on the side of the road.
I don't have anything.
I'm going to take her by the ear and just drag her out.
Oh. I have ears?
Yes.
Yes.
You have, like, demon ears.
Do we want to go to any more shops?
I'm not going to look for hats.
Food?
Why not?
Food?
We should probably take some food.
That's
we're going to be away for 3 days.
Yeah, food.
It's going to be a three-day.
On a mission.
Yeah, it's going to be a three-day
trip. Exactly.
Yeah.
And if we all have matching hats, it'll build camaraderie.
Not with any of you idiots.
Food.
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 I didn't think about it, but that is a sound idea.
Let's all go out
hats.
For food.
We're not
treating ourselves to dinner. We're buying rations.
Yes.
For the road.
And you call yourself independent.
What?
I'd like a nice
What did that
meal.
Have to do with anything with being independent?
I just sat here for 4 weeks waiting for you guys. I want a nice meal, damn it.
Then you can go and get a nice meal. The rest of us are going to buy rations.
Please don't throw us the pies this time.
But I want company.
We can have rations
and
a good meal.
I'm
can
in
15 gold
meal.
Buy us all a meal?
I owe you as well.
Yes.
it
would be more than enough to buy you guys a meal, unless you want to go to a very nice restaurant. Like, very nice.
Moderately
so nice,
nice
it wouldn't exist in this
a
city.
A place with Alfredo.
Oh,
Alfredo.
Oh,
my God.
You might find that in another continent.
We'll have to keep going.
We have 20 minutes left
when
in this
we
session.
Find it, I'm getting you all Alfredo.
Good shit, man.
Okay.
All right.
So, we go in and buy rations.
Yeah. So do you have Alfredo
so
flavor?
So let's just
rations?
Say 3 rations for everyone.
3 rations for everyone.
And then I steal.
If you miss your Alfredo.
If you want it. How much
actually,
are the rations?
How many
handed days?
How many rations can you carry?
You can carry effectively any amount. Because doing weight is way too much.
Encumbrance is dumb. It's not doing
it. I hate it in Skyrim.
So,
I hate it in Dungeons and Dragons.
How much do rations cost?
Rations cost about 5 silver pieces each. So we'll just say you all get 3 for a gold piece because I don't want
okay,
to.
I'm going to take 6.
6.
I will also take 6.
How many silver pieces?
Everybody gets 6 for 2
I
gold
don't
pieces.
Have any money.
0
I'll
money.
Take 45.
You can have 3 of mine.
Thank you.
You want to spend
15 gold.
Okay.
How many silver pieces equal a gold piece?
3.
10.
Wait, 1 gold piece is 10?
No, 1 gold piece is 10 sub pieces. Or 5. I'm pretty sure it's 10.
So I get 3 rations for 1 gold?
Oh, what?
That was so sick for all of you.
Wait, what?
Oh. I'm severely confused.
15
okay.
gold.
Just roll with it.
So everybody has 6
Why
rations?
Have any
yes.
rations?
What if you guys run out?
45 rations for a 3-day trip?
What if things get hairy?
If they get hairy?
Yes, as in what if we get into a battle?
What if they need
with
food?
These folks just
what if we can bribe
you
them?
You can always win people over with food.
Very true.
No,
I'll take 45.
The law and
we don't want what happened last time.
What happened?
Too
last
many
time?
People almost died.
Sonic.
Food,
hey, man,
you
gotta
win.
Stupid.
Food is how you make
disgusting.
Give me 45 rations.
You can have 45 rations for 15 gold.
Done.
We exit the food shop.
Can I steal something?
No.
I don't
and everyone heads to the carriages.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Yes.
And
can I steal
how many carriages are there? 3?
There's 2.
2?
So we all just.
I want to go with him.
Yeah.
I'm
going
to go with him.
Yo, she is
going
with
you
her.
And your
I'm also going
carriage.
With the tiefling to
Prevention from stealing.
Tiffling.
That's what I said.
You said Tiffling.
I guess the other four of us will just go to the other carriage.
Alright, let's do it.
We're in the fun carriage.
Yeah.
With all the food.
We got rations.
We got speed.
And that's why
you're not going to starve anytime soon. Alright, so.
Our carriage moves slightly slower because it's overweight. It's too much food.
Wait, so we got 6 rations, right?
Yeah, I got 6 rations. You probably got 3.
Oh, okay.
I only got 3 because I bought 6, but I gave her 3.
Okay. So we have 10 rations between the 3 of us.
That's
enough.
A lot.
Yeah. That's enough
for
one. Rations
one a day. One a day.
Yeah, 3 each.
Oh, I have 3. Everyone else has 6.
Yeah. I thought they were 1 per meal.
I have 3.
We have 54 rations.
I mean, when in doubt, I can just take some.
Your math is not good.
No, because 3. I didn't tell yours.
I can also.
So we have 60. We have 60 rations.
This is so she doesn't fuck up our store
experience. Day 1.
Day 1.
We have 60 rations combined.
Okay.
Day 1. Would you guys like to do anything while traveling?
I'd like to eat a ration.
That's a sound decision. I agree with that.
I'm also going to eat a ration.
I mean, yes. When it is time to eat our meal, I will eat a ration. Otherwise,
I
don't want to get off the trail.
That's
doable, right?
Hmm?
What can I make with alchemy? Anything?
You can make usually potions of different kinds.
If
you would like to, like, say, during downtime, just go out in the woods and search for it. There's about once a day.
Oh, okay. So during our downtime, I go and search for alchemical materials.
All right. I'd like you to make a survival check.
A survival check. Wisdom?
Yeah.
What die?
D20.
19 plus 2.
All right. So while out, you find, let's say, 3 green flora.
I think I'm allergic to these rations.
Then you should have gotten that many.
And God damn it, sorry. And 1 blue fauna.
Yep. Would anybody like to spar?
Oh, come on, let's do it. I
also spar with them. Per my martial arts skill.
Oh, me!
Wait, are we in different things?
You're traveling together.
I'd rather not spar in the carriage. That
yeah,
seems
would,
rather...
No,
wait, is this during downtime?
Yeah, it's during... Pretty much you're traveling most of the time, and then when you guys need to sleep, you park your horses, and you have a camp, and you chill.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, I'll spar with them.
Yeah.
All right,
so.
Anybody?
I'll do what any good producer would do. Look the other direction and start chanting, fight, club, fight.
Deniability.
All right, so who's up for round 1?
I'll let them kill each other, and then I'll take on the winner.
Okay, so first Sonic versus Yazelle.
Yeah, come on, Stiff.
Yes.
Wait, Stiff?
Okay, so.
Good seat for this.
How do they start attack? I cast.
No. All right, both cast. Both of you roll initiative.
Okay, all right.
Roll a d20.
Roll a d20. All right.
The one with 20. All
right, I roll a 3.
I roll
a 5.
Add your dexterity to it. I'm pretty sure Sonic wins. So you got 2.
Plus 2.
All right, so 7. All right, Sonic goes first. You two are both just standing. It's evening time. You're both just sort of standing outside of the campfire. Everybody's sort of crowding around and watching as Sonic bursts in.
I'm observing their fighting styles. What little they have.
I'm elsewhere taking a bath.
All right, Sonic, how would you like to proceed?
Can I spin this?
Not yet.
You haven't gotten that upgrade yet.
I will. I'll hit him with a shuffle.
Oh my god.
That's violent.
This is not a
sparring. Alright, roll a d20. It should be pretty easy to hit him. He's a wizard.
Why would you spar? You're a wizard.
3.
3. Yeah, do you have any strength? You can add your strength to that.
Strength, nope.
All right, so, Sonic, you would think he would come and strike you with his fist, or more likely his legs. But instead, the random shovel you guys used to prepare, he pulls from the ground and tries to swing it at you as it goes clean over your head. How would you like to respond?
I would like to respond with with a thunder wave.
What?
Oh shit. All right, hopfully everybody's far away.
This is so much overkill.
I need to back up for this.
All right, so Rich, make a constitution saving throw.
You're gonna kill him!
We're just
smart.
I told him.
Roll a d20 and add your constitution.
So much for a friend.
What?
Roll a d20 and add your constitution.
Alright. 14 plus 2.
You know what your spell DC is?
Spell
DC. It's 8 plus proficiency plus intelligence. You have 3 intelligence, so 5. 13. He passes. So roll. I think Thunder Wave is 2d6. What does it say?
2d8.
2d8. So roll 2d8, you take half damage, and you're not blown away.
Weakly.
I rolled d8 twice.
Yes.
Or just, wait, is this?
D8's like the diamond.
Yeah.
Okay.
The one with the 8 on it.
Okay, great.
That's it.
Well, that sucks.
4 for 1.
All right, roll the second one.
And then a 6 for the other one.
So you take 5 points of thunder damage. And you're not blown away. It would have sent you back 20 feet, but you were able to withstand his blast.
Why would you do that? What if we encounter a battle?
As you notice, as he casts Thunder Wave, a large booming sound just goes all throughout the forest, probably attracting some things.
Oh, man. We don't know that.
No rations are dead.
No rations.
All right.
I saved the day and I cast silence on that noise.
I counter.
Oh, wait.
No, you're not countering this.
Okay, first I want you to roll an arcana check. First roll an arcana check to see if you would recognize the spell he's about to do.
Okay, it's a 6 with my modifier. I fucked up something.
You have no clue. He's like, what
damn
is that
it
spell he's about to do?
Alright.
You have a bad feeling inside you that it's
I
gonna
really
be...
recognize that spell.
I got like a nat 20 plus my arcana.
Oh, okay.
Do you have any means to stop
I
it?
I don't have any means to stop it.
Can she tell me?
But I am sitting there going...
It's pretty quick. He can do it in about like 6 seconds.
Could a shield stop this?
No.
Could a javelin stop this?
If you end his life, yes.
I throw a javelin directly into his head.
No, but you would have no reason to believe that he was about to make a sonic boom that could be heard up to 300 meters
sonic
away.
Sonic.
Wait,
dexterity
is like speed shit, right?
Yeah, it's like.
Can I do something?
Well,
like I can stab
his
hand.
Can we finish
hand
up their fight so I can...
We don't
right
know that
yet. No. Oh. Sonic, respond.
Cry.
I'm gonna kick him.
Alright, so roll a d20, add your dexterity and your proficiency.
Great. One.
That one?
Two.
Yeah, and that one misses automatically. All right, so for the second time, now seeing that you're not as big of a joke as you thought you were, he gets lower and throws a kick clean over your head and you just sort of casually duck under it. You're feeling great about yourself. You've never been in one-on-one combat with someone, but you're doing pretty well so far. Against a martial artist, no less. All right, Yazelle, your turn.
So then,
attract Black Cthulhu. This is it. We end our campaign here.
Shit, fuck.
What is he resistant to?
He's resistant to nothing.
Oh, nothing? I thought he was like a drag or something.
Oh, yeah, he's resistant to
fire.
Lightning damage.
Oh, wait. Isn't that what
no, he just
thunder
took?
Oh, okay.
Thunder and lightning are different.
Oh. Yeah, then sound damage versus lightning damage.
Alright. Now I'm gonna go for charm person on Sonic.
Alright, go for it. Alright, I think you have to make a wisdom saving throw. So roll a d20 and add your wisdom, which should be alright because you're
plus
you're
two.
Low.
9 plus 2, 10 to 11. I can have.
This is a sparring match. Can't you just hit him or something?
I know how to win this.
What are you waiting?
You know how to get us. All right,
so now he. Now he's friendly with you. He's lost all will to fight.
You're not so bad, Stiff.
So then I tell him, give up.
Okay.
Fight over.
That was easy. Good battle, Sonic.
All right, so you like to fight the victor?
Yeah.
He took no damage that fight, so he's going to impress.
So am I.
All right, Yazel versus Alethea.
Wait, we're still fighting?
Yes.
Yeah, I'm fighting.
Right, do we have to do the thing again?
Yes, roll initiative.
18.
Ooh, nice.
16.
Plus,
what's my initiative?
Dex.
Yeah. 18.
Reroll, both of you.
Wait, but I my dexterity is a minus one, so I got 17.
Oh, perfect. All right, so Alethea moves first.
Let's see.
Punch him in his nerd face.
Yeah, punch him right in the schnoz.
Oh my god.
Take his staff.
Yeah, I'll punch the pretty boy in his schnoz.
All right, so roll.
It's a 1d4 for martial arts.
Oh.
Right?
I think you need to roll a hit first.
Yeah, roll to hit.
Roll to hit.
Roll a d20, add dexterity.
19.
Plus. Oh, you hit. All right, roll for damage.
One for damage.
And you add your dexterity to that?
Three.
So three damage. So she's quicker than you've ever seen someone move. She sort of quickly just darts at you and just gives you a quick jab to the face, keeping a defensive stance, ready for whatever you're about to do next.
Don't fucking murder me.
I mean, all my stuff is
pretty strong.
You wanted to fight.
You can't just like take a knock at me or something.
I mean, I'm pretty weak.
So all I have is magic. So I roll the hit.
If I survive, I am lobbing a spear
in
your face.
Seven? What are you using?
Oh,
just punching her in the schnoz?
Oh, I guess I should have said that.
No, my face is nice.
Shocking grasp.
All right, so he reaches out towards you. You're not wearing metal armor. All right, so what was that, a seven?
Yeah.
All right, so you notice his hand starts to glow with lightning, and he sort of tries to reach out and grab you, but you quickly just like slap his hand from the side. All right, next turn. All
right. So, can I hit his pressure points so he can't move?
You could try.
All right. Roll to hit.
All right. Roll with disadvantage. So, roll twice and take the lower number.
Here comes the nat one. 15.
He's a wizard. He has like 10 AC. It shouldn't be too hard.
Fuck, 9.
That's 9 plus...
9 plus what?
Dex and proficiency.
So, that's 11.
2, 4.
All right. 15. So, 15. All right, so she sort of moves in, sort of like noticing that you're not sort of really guarding yourself at all. She sort of strikes you in very specific locations, and you take roll damage.
1d4
yes.
For martial arts. To plus my proficiency in dex?
Yeah. No, plus your dex modifier.
Dex modifier? So 4?
Yes. And for striking his pressure points, let's say you roll an additional d6.
1.
You got his pressure points, but in his sort of, I don't know, for some reason you don't really want to hurt him too bad, but you do kind of want him to stop. So you strike him his pressure points, and it makes him feel a bit uncomfortable, but he doesn't seem to be too phased by it.
How much damage do I take?
You took...
It was...
5 total?
It was 6 plus 7.
Okay. All right, I'm at 12 right now.
And then can I call a truce because I think I've won here? And I actually don't want to tear our party apart.
I can't do that.
Yazel.
I was going to say color spray?
Yazel, please listen to me.
What's color spray doing?
Actually, how much health do you have? Like, I'm going to turn around and how much health does he look at? Like, you look pretty beat up.
I think he's about half health, I think.
I'm a little over half.
I haven't taken any damage.
Over half. I don't want to risk it. Fuck it. You know what? You seem ready to fight. I'm going to cast a spell.
Wait, what's going on? What?
Do you, as a question?
No, I don't have 27
hours. No, no. More or less.
Less?
You're now asleep. What?
You cast the spell sleep. And you are... You can't fall asleep because you're a half-elf.
Yeah.
Oh wait. No, he's a half elf too.
Oh yeah, he's a half elf.
Wait, double check for me. Do you have a fey ancestry?
Do I have what?
Fey ancestry. Otherwise, I wouldn't have cast
fey
it.
Ancestry.
I'm
yeah,
just
yeah,
like, okay, shut up in your nerd face.
Yes.
Shut up in your nerd face. All right. Face.
So, Alethea offered you a truce. Do you continue the battle?
Listen to me. We can't tear each other apart like this.
She's been nagging me the whole game. I continue.
I strike him with the javelin.
Oh my god. Can I take a second turn in consecutive? Because I want to launch a spear in your goddamn fucking asshole face.
I will
tear this party apart into hell if I have to drag you down with my death.
He said he wasn't my friend earlier. I hit him with the javelin.
Alright, roll a d20.
Oh my god! Okay.
Reconsider.
He hit you already. Roll a
d20. Oh no! Oh, thank God.
he somehow, even though you surprised him, he managed to just sort of like swing clean over.
Can I roll for hit?
It would be his turn. Not your fight.
Okay. I will accept the truce since I have my utmost to get involved.
I was just trying to have a fun sparring match. I was holding back
a lot. You were trying to have a fun sparring match by killing off your party.
You almost killed Sonic.
Yazelle,
Mr.
Yazelle,
you
should be
thrashing.
You get a little crazy.
I have 44.
You know,
you're
just like the
kill everyone.
I will offer you one.
Did I not understand? I was like holding back. I was just sparring.
Unfortunately, Yazelle, I'm not a character right now, so I can't side with you or against you.
Okay,
listen, calm yourself down.
Stop it. Listen, my attacks, they were not meant to kill at all. Sonic. You're okay, are you not?
You almost killed me.
You
might
have doomed us all. Yeah. Do you have any broken bones? Are you paralyzed?
My heart.
You might have doomed us all with that thunder wave.
You are okay.
I admire your spirit.
I don't.
But seriously, what the fuck? You don't bring magic to a duel.
Hold on one moment. You guys knew I was a magic caster. You knew full well what I just did to Sonic, and you still said, I would like to spar. You knew that you like, I would like to spar.
That was the first one I didn't know.
You saw what you did to him, and you are not going to do it to me.
Because I was holding back. I didn't mean to kill. Or I didn't do it.
Oh, yeah. I didn't mean to hit this person with my carriage.
Oh, no.
It just happened to be in the
room. No. I fully meant to hit him. I was doing it to kill.
I didn't mean to kill this person, but I meant to hit them with my carriage.
He's not dead!
I had a shovel, you were using magic, man!
Hey, if that shovel could have killed
him.
Not as much as the magic could have.
But I wasn't hitting to kill you. I can control my magic.
I don't trust you.
I take
I really don't.
Why did you spar with me?
Why do you still have the middle fight? I hit your pressure points.
Because
we need God in this situation.
Alright, I'm gonna take your side here. I just gotta ask. Then why didn't you accept the yield that she offered?
Because I was still itching to fight.
Why are you itching to fight against us?
I don't
want to
kill people. I just want to kill people.
You've been talking about me a lot.
Another ration.
Okay, take it.
I think everybody should have a ration. And we should all sit down.
You know what? I'm gonna walk away. And I'm going to eat. I am going to go to the nearest inn.
I would fight.
I am going to get my free night by performing, and I'm going to sleep in a nice bed. You can stay in your fucking carriage.
Unfortunately, the nearest inn is about a day away.
I am walking. I take one of the horses and go.
Oh, you're just going to leave?
Yeah.
Okay.
I will wait for them.
All right, so now you have...
I'd go after her, but she can handle herself.
All right, so now you have one on the horse carriage and a horse carriage.
You see how selfish she is, guys? She just left.
You're not here
right now.
You're not here right now.
I am not.
If I didn't come to the middle, but you would have kept going.
Okay, well, that's actually right. But again, I was not trying to kill Sonic.
It seems like you were, man.
Sonic, was I? Just think about
that.
If I was attacking to kill, I would use my strongest spell. I instead use my weakest spell.
And then I even held back on that spell.
Imagine, man.
Shut up, both of you.
Mr. Yazzle, could you please provide some nice mood lighting with your lightning spells?
They're
only meant to attack. I can only intensify or decrease the power.
Could you please decrease the power?
Can I use a minor illusion to send them a message via telepathy?
That would be interesting.
It doesn't stay out, is what I'm trying to say.
You should try.
Can I amend my previous thing and tell them that I'm going to be okay? I just need to let off some
steam. Well, one on me.
Alright. Because I don't want to burn all my bridges.
You're right. Gazelle. Let me
use it.
Alright. So day one ends. Day one ends with
Gazelle.
The party a bit in a strange position.
Gazelle.
And they're probably going to have to move with one carriage. Maybe take the supplies out of the first one.
Gazelle.
And continue on their way.
Slow down.
Hey, Gazelle.
Alright. And that's where we'll end it for today.
Okay.
That was fun.
Thank you so much for listening this week.
Oh,
damn. This is going to be an episode. It's going to be great.